Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We are happy to be broadcasting live from the Ruler Foods here in St. Charles, Missouri, and it is Food Drive Day, our partnership with the St. Louis Area Food Bank. And I have to tell you, it's going very well, but we still have an hour. I would say that it's, what, post-seventh inning stretch now? It's time to bring in the closer. That's you listening right now on the radio to come make sure that this is the most successful food drive we've ever done. And I have to say, I feel pretty good about where we are right now, but I really want to see a really strong 2 o'clock hour.
The tough thing about this year is that we have more bins than we ever have.
They're just staring at us.
Because the last couple of times we've done this, it was very successful. So thank you for that, too. But this year, with more bins, we were a little intimidated. And right now, it's looking like we may actually fill all of these bins.
Maybe.
We're on pace, too. I'm looking at three right now that probably need more that are directly in front of me. But all the ones to my left and right here,
they're all getting full.
Are pretty full. So I think we're on pace.
And that's before you've shopped.
Yeah, I haven't done the...
We've done one
round.
How much did you spend on the first shopping?
$315.
You spent $315 in a commercial break.
One long break.
And that was in, like, the very beginning of the show. So
we still
have quite a bit of shopping to do, and we need your help to make this just a really wonderful impact on the St. Louis Area Food Bank. We're very grateful. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Yes, absolutely. We'll take pictures with people when they come in. We're happy to do it. In the midst of all of this, we're asking you on our Annie Fry YouTube live chat about your ability to donate this holiday season. And I know that everybody's looking at an economy where things are costing more money, and you're kind of asking yourself going forward, what is the new administration coming in going to do to affect your bottom line? And that's one of the main reasons why people voted for Donald Trump is whether you loved him or you hate him, you felt like, well, the direction this is going right now, I can't afford this direction anymore. When it comes to December, when it comes time where a lot of people are asking for charitable donations, it's food, like we are here at Ruler Foods with the St. Louis Area Food Bank. Maybe it's jackets or coats or blankets or diapers or whatever it might be. Sometimes it's hard to be able to dig deep and be able to find that extra fundulation in order to make that happen. The YouTube live chat poll is, does Trump's win make you feel more charitable this holiday season? Yes, no, or I want to, but it's very tough. Come let us know what you think and leave us your thoughts in the chat there, and we would love to read some of your comments on the air before the show is over. Right now we have a comment here from Kurtz, and no, my charity has nothing to do with politics and everything to do with my faith. I'd prefer if the government wasn't involved in social programs at all. Government is terrible at charity. That's kind of something that we at 97.1 have tried to really key in and focus on. We have this thing that we have been doing that's called Conservatives Care, and it's kind of stemmed out of what we were doing here at Ruler Foods one time, where we were talking about, if you want smaller government, if you want to pay less taxes, that doesn't make problems go away. It doesn't make people less hungry when the government's not involved. What you don't want is the government to take the money out of your wallet because they presume to tell you that they know how to spend it better. If you are somebody who is for lower taxes and you don't want the government to show up and make every decision for you because they've taken the money and they're going to try to dispense it the way they feel is fit for their needs, hungry people need to be fed regardless of how many taxes that you pay. It's on us to show up. And even more so, I think that the responsibility is even more on conservatives who are advocating for that smaller government to see the need, to see the opportunities that exist to show up and make a difference in someone's life. If you've got a dollar in your hand and you want to make a difference with that dollar, can you make a bigger difference with that dollar, or can the government? We all know the answer to that question.
The nice thing, too, when you're giving directly, especially to a local charity, you know, this is just food for people in the St. Louis area. We talked about, it's basically the market area. If you can hear 97.1 on the radio, that's the area that you're giving to with this food drive. The government takes a portion of everything that comes in. So we know this, that they're going to put their hand in here, they're going to put their hand in here, because this organization has to talk to this organization that talks to this organization. I mean, we just saw, this isn't necessarily government, but it's government-related. A campaign season where you saw one side of the aisle spending $1 billion to not get elected, and they were building sets. It's so inefficient. They were building sets for podcasts that already had sets, just so they didn't have to, you know, make a flight or whatever. Government has no idea how to spend money well because they have an endless supply of it. So when you talk about a great local charity like we're talking about today with the St. Louis Area Food Bank, they know exactly where this needs to go, how to make it go the farthest that it can, and you can trust that you're benefiting people who are in need in your community, and that's why we're here.
If you can't make it in to see us, there are a couple places, three places off the top of my head that you can go and you can make a donation. It can be a small donation and it will still absolutely make a difference to our food drive specifically to help the St. Louis Area Food Bank. If you go onto the description of our live broadcast on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, the link is there. If you go to my X account at Annie Fry Show, the link is tweeted out, posted right there. You can also go to 971talk.com/events, and you'll see the event for the food drive is listed there. You can donate directly there, and every dollar counts, every dollar matters. Let's shift gears here a little bit. It's a 2 o'clock hour. We like to have a little bit more fun in the 2 o'clock hour. Ryan, what did we talk about that day instead of this? It wasn't Zumba. It was something else.
No, it wasn't Zumba. That was a different
one. That was a different Wiggins America that just got skipped.
I think we just ended up singing Christmas carols in that whole segment, didn't we?
Oh, was that Holy Night?
Yeah.
I could always bring it back up.
And yeah, that was just yesterday. So we didn't
and we never got back around
to
it.
The Wiggins America from yesterday, but it was basically a bunch of health tips.
Walk us through.
And there's stuff that is in here that I found interesting because some of it I had never heard of. The first one is blow your nose the right way. Because you've been doing it the wrong way.
We thought you were going to have the 1 o'clock hour to panic about doing it the wrong way. We made you wait a whole day.
Yeah. So I'm just glad that you had a good night's sleep. And we're back to talk about these things.
My nose kind of hurts.
How you blow your nose might actually make your cold symptoms worse if you're doing it wrong. According to a CNN recent conversation with Dr. Peter Philip, a surgeon and ear, nose, and throat specialist at Rush University Medical Center, blowing your nose too forcefully may push mucus deeper into your sinuses.
Whoops.
Not something you want to deal with when you're already struggling with the sniffles. Instead, try gently blowing one nostril at a time and using a saline spray or a neti pot to reduce uncomfortable mucus.
Do you know any, like, Hall of Fame nose blowers?
Yeah, I think I am.
Are you?
I think so.
Do you, like, command people's attention?
Well, it's not for attention, but it's just
Ryan.
Natural power.
Just the kind of manly man I am.
Yeah, it happens.
What about sneezers? You know any, like, world-class sneezers?
My dad.
Oh, man.
It's every man over 65 in your life makes a statement every time they sneeze.
Brad immediately goes, my dad.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like he's karate chopping something. It's like, ha-cha!
Man, I was at one of my kids' soccer practices within the last year. And I thought, oh, I'm going to be nice. I felt a sneeze coming on. I thought, I'm going to be nice. You know, I'm going to really walk away from the crowd here and sneeze. But I guess I was walking into the wind.
Oh, no.
And away
oh, no.
from people fast enough that I was like, oh, no. And I realized at the last second, like, oh, no, I'm walking the wrong direction. And then I went to sneeze, and I missed my arm. Oh. And so not only did I miss, but it went out, and, like, it was sunny. And it was just like, whoosh.
Oh, no.
And it was like you could see
no.
the glitter in the
no.
air. And like I know for sure that every single person there saw me do this, and I didn't know what to say. I was just
How
like,
about,
oh, well,
I'm sorry.
Well, I didn't know any of them.
Excuse me.
I thought you said you were walking into the wind.
I was trying to get away from them, it was the wrong direction.
You know, you're not
to
supposed
go.
To sneeze into the wind.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna tell a funny story on someone who's gonna know who that person's gonna know who I'm talking about. There's a person in my life. Who they had a dog who had a collar on him that would shock him, you know, if they barked or whatever. It's susceptible to loud noises. And when this person would sneeze in the room, he'd sneeze so loud that it would send off the shock collar for the dog. So every time this person sneezed, the dog would, like, bolt out of the room really fast. I'm not telling the name.
The dog would see a sneeze coming and be like, oh, no!
Abort!
Okay, we mentioned this yesterday, but I want to describe it a little bit. This is called retro walking, a.k.a. walking backward is a fitness trend worth trying.
No, it's not.
Well?
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 Wait until, no, knock until you try it. By introducing a new movement pattern, you're challenging yourself to a new way, both mentally and physically. And apparently this is a big thing. Retro walking, which is a stupid name for something that just sounds like walking backwards. And I honestly,
so it's like retro because it's backwards, not in time, but in space.
I guess so. That they say, oh, you got to practice doing this first. Like, because you're made of time, right? Start on a treadmill, slow speed, or flat, clear path. Focus on maintaining control and balance before gradually increasing time and intensity.
I do this. I walk backwards. I started doing this when I had knee surgery.
I can't believe that. Of course, I can't believe this.
Of course, Brad does it.
Yeah, they
oh,
made
it's
me.
Healthy? Oh yeah,
they made me do it while I was recovering from knee surgery, yeah. And it's supposed to strengthen the front of your leg and all the tendons and stuff there.
I can actually think of times where I have walked backwards on a treadmill,
mm-hmm.
but I wouldn't do it in public. I mean, the treadmill was in public, but I wouldn't just be like on the trail doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be weird.
Professionally, I walk comments back a lot. Next one is bring pistachio bark. Remember, these are health tips. Bring pistachio bark to your next holiday party.
It's just pistachios. Big fan.
Dietitians, you are a big fan mm-hmm. of pistachios. Gave Yahoo Life readers their favorite recipes to bring to a holiday potluck, and one especially sweet one is nutrition expert Toby Amador's pistachio pomegranate chocolate bark. Apparently, it's really good for you, and if you do it right, you melt dark chocolate onto parchment paper, top it with pistachios and pomegranate.
That actually sounds really good.
For a dessert that has antioxidants from all angles. So the pomegranate seeds, the protein, the healthy fat.
You always want your antioxidants to come from all angles.
Yeah, you don't want to just
the protein.
the protein.
Ryan
so,
Wiggins, health nut.
Well, that's what they call me around the office.
That's
every
close.
Now and then.
Venus. It's very close to what
yeah.
they call.
They don't
you.
Use health, but yeah.
Okay. Sit. Here's one that you wouldn't have thought of. Sit less, move more.
My stupid
That's
watch
brilliant.
Is a bully. And like in the middle of the show to be like, get up,
fat butt.
Does it?
Said the same. Yeah, it'll tell me to stand up.
That seems like a weird setting.
That's on. I would like to unset it.
Now, this one.
In Orion's?
Ryan's winning.
Come on, guys.
Yes.
That's very generous.
Thank you. Bonus Wiggins America to boot.
I just want to also mention that in the last 3 minutes, people were taking stuff out of my bin and putting it in Ryan's.
That's fine, too.
Sure. What are you paying these people?
Nothing.
Maybe Ryan needs a second bin. I don't love it.
Yeah, why don't you just start in a second bin for Ryan there?
If it's for the people.
It's for the people. Love it. You know what I don't like, though, is that Brad's is full of, like, big stuff. You know, it makes it look fuller than it is. I don't care for that. The next one is wellness tips. Color. Now, this might be a little weird, but adult coloring books have risen to popularity.
I think what it means is do something that relaxes you.
If you haven't jumped on the bandwagon, let the recent explosion of coloring TikTok be your inspiration. Experts were speaking
Who?
To experts.
those expert health nuts.
They were talking to, we'll say, me. even though they weren't.
Yeah.
And the act of coloring can quell stress and anxiety by acting as a form of meditation.
Captain Planet on YouTube says, is Wiggins drinking rum from Ruler Foods?
I didn't know that you could, but I will start.
this is an option. I'll be right back.
Last one. Chill outside. We get it. The weather outside is frightful right now. But while we may prefer spending time outside when the weather is warm, getting out of the house when temperatures are chilly is good for your mental health, especially as many people struggle with their mood due to seasonal affective disorders or related issues.
Yeah, that vitamin D, it goes a long, long way. I think we really realized that during COVID, too, is the power of vitamin D.
You know, one thing we haven't talked about that's a real selling point for people to come out to Ruler today is that, and this might be common, I don't really know, but there is a full HVAC here. So if you walk into Ruler, people will be outside, they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so cold. You walk inside the doors, it's warm.
Warm.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. The more people show up, the funnier he thinks he's going to be.
He's doing a whole routine.
It's like all of a sudden people can hear what he's saying, and he wants to be funny. Look at how red he's getting. I'm calling him out. He's like, I think people can hear my jokes. Yeah. I'm going to try this one on for size. Anything else? Why don't you take us into the break there, Mr. Funny Man?
Okay. Listen tomorrow for more chances to win Cardinals tickets, but don't listen today because we already gave them away.
Oh, that's not good.
That's terrible.
I'm taking it back. Broadcasting live from the Ruler Foods in St. Charles in partnership with the St. Louis Area Food Bank. We are doing our very best with your help and with your support. We are doing a great job here. We will be broadcasting live. You have about 38 minutes to get out here and be a part of something really, really uplifting and fun. We want to see you come out to the St. Charles Ruler Foods and let's make a real difference in lives of our neighborhood and our community. We'll be right back. Generous Chris just walks in and hands us some cash, but he's handing it to Ryan Wiggins, who is playing the meanest air keyboard to that song, and with his eyes closed.
I got confused.
This man's got cash handed out to him, and Ryan is going ham on a fake keyboard. Oh, the things you see when you come to work, Annie.
Wow. As we said before, we said this yesterday, that the 2 o'clock hour is usually kind of when it's really going crazy.
Yes.
And once again, man, thank you to everybody who's just in here with us. There's so many people in the foyer and walking up. The parking lot's full. It is a pretty awesome sight to behold.
We're going to have a total for you of donations that have come in here at probably about 2:55. So stick around. 2:53. I'm really worried about the fact that I think I'm going to have to sing God Bless America on this show.
Mm-hmm.
For a good cause. I would say that my bin is more full than Ryan's right now, but Ryan's second bin, which I have not yet acquired a second bin, is starting to get full. Hi, that's Annie's bin, just so you know.
All over the place.
Annie needs a second bin. Annie needs a second bin. Thank you. All right. Guys, it's getting full. There are a lot of different bins in here. Everything is starting to accumulate here, and the cash donations have been just off the hook. And so we are going to give you a total on that before the show is over. I might be singing God Bless America, not because I asked to, but because Ryan...
It's so awkward.
Is, I know.
Because we're like, oh, this is so fun.
I would rather...
Like, let's have a tender moment right at the end of the show.
I would rather sing God Bless America on a stage in front of people in a place where it's going to, like, potentially sound... It's going to... I'm not a bad singer, but I'm not, like, a professional singer. This is not going to be good for me.
That was great. But if it's for you, then I just sort of threw that at the wall and saw if it stuck, and it did.
I said that we had to get over $3,000 in cash donations, and you have to get more in your bin than mine.
And that's
happened. And I think right now we're definitely meeting at least 50% of those requirements.
Yeah, it's so full in here. Thank you again to everybody who's shown up, not just right now, but throughout the day.
I had to laugh when I was looking over the cut sheet today. It's kind of weird to do a show like this and then to be like super hyper partisan about things. I don't want to do that today. It's about everybody. I don't want to have to go deep into politics and stuff like that at a show like today while we're at the Ruler Foods in St. Charles. And on here I have under one heading Christmas stuff, which I'm going to get to. And I just realized right before we started here that that is AI Creed. I thought it was Al Creed.
No, not Al Creed. AI Creed.
Singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer to the tune of Can You Take Me Higher? We're going to have to dive into that. But I was also thinking a great holiday song, maybe a new one for this season, is Drones Over New Jersey.
Yeah, like Bombs Over Baghdad. By Outkast.
Hopefully not the same. Doesn't Drones Over,
New Jersey
sound a... Like a song? Or at least a
we can make
Broadway play?
AI.
I go see
Yeah, it does. I actually thought the same thing earlier when I saw that written.
In the midst of that, we're talking about on YouTube, our YouTube live chat poll, does Trump's win make you feel more charitable this holiday season? Yes, no, or I want to, but it's very tough. Some people might be looking to make bigger purchases. Some people might not. Dana Perino pontificates on the United States.
I think it's funny, and I imagine that Justin Trudeau also thought it was funny. And that probably will help their relationship, because if you can tease somebody and they can be teased, and maybe Trudeau teases back a little bit. But I also, you know, we usually do predictions by the end at the end of the year on a show, and we'll have that coming up. And I usually am pretty good at them, but I'm going to make a prediction here before that show. And I thought of this afternoon. I actually think that the United States might make some sort of purchase. And then, I don't know, not Canada, but there might be some sort of, like,
Greenland?
Big real estate purchase
Greenland last
in the next 4 years.
We do have a real estate president coming
right?
in.
Are we going to acquire Greenland?
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome.
Why wouldn't we?
Well, I don't think Greenland
money,
wants
but...
to. I think Greenland's... Well,
Doge. Doge is really just a plan to make room for a land purchase.
you know, that'd be cool. I got to disagree with Dana Perino on one thing. I don't think that this was gentle barbing. I think we are at full-blown Cold War with Canada.
Shush.
But wouldn't it be
you
cool?
You scared 2% of our audience.
I know.
With
I like, what? Oh.
We're talking about Drones Over New Jersey is the next holiday classic Mariah Carey hit, and you're saying Cold War with Canada.
That's hitting a little too close to home, isn't it?
It's just, I mean, Justin Trudeau is somebody who kind of, don't you feel like he kind of has a way, an arrogance about him where he's kind of strutting around, and now he's at Mar-a-Lago, and Trump is playfully calling him the governor of the 51st state of Canada.
Yeah.
How are you doing there, Mr. Trump?
Dramatic turn of events.
This is the stuff. And I kid you not, when I saw that story, the original, and now it's continuing because it was a thing. You know, Trump will find something and he'll just keep running with it. And he knows it's funny, but he's dual purpose. You know, this stuff, like Dana Perino was saying, hopefully he's doing this to sort of better the relationship or at least, you know, poke him a little bit and say, hey, here's what we're going to do. I don't know his motivation, but I do know one thing for sure. When he finds something that's sticky, he will stay with it.
And what's Trudeau going to do? He can't act offended by it.
Yeah.
He can't be like, oh.
Well, I did see that Canada's trying to pass some things that are going to, you know, protect the country from tariffs and some things like that. But that's all posturing toward whatever the end goal here is from Trump with the United States. So it's all like Dale on our chat right now says Trump is the troll master. In a sense, that's very true. And he'll use that to his advantage for like America first real policies.
I think you paid Meredith off over there.
Did she just fill my other bin?
Are you Are you putting stuff in Ryan's bin? Okay. Uh-huh. What'd you pay her? What'd you give her?
No, I told Bill.
Just my friendship.
He's so guilty. He's so guilty.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Your friendship's not worth that.
Friendship.
Is it?
Listen.
What kind of friend are you?
We're out here for charity. And you're trying to make a big mockery.
Oh, now he's doing the voice.
He's doing the voice.
This is embarrassing for you.
You're just saying that because you're winning by a lot.
Well, that's the perch that I can stand on. You know?
This is true.
When you're at the top, everybody is below you.
Thank you for the definition of height.
What else you got, Annie?
I don't know. I just love that everybody loves you so much that they're coming up and showing up in order to make
a guy. I wish I remember his name. You might have it written down in our little spreadsheet for the cash donations.
Mm-hmm.
He said he drove up here. He's been listening all day. Started in Farmington.
Yeah.
Drove up to St. Charles to Ruler Food just to put some food, I guess, in my bin.
He specifically said that.
Yeah, he did say that.
He said he felt bad for you.
He said this goes in Ryan's.
Yeah.
I knew that when I made this deal.
I think that's ultimately, again, it's not about competition.
You were acting like Sad Panda before when you were getting your butt kicked. You absolutely were. But not at this point.
No, not now.
Not now, no. You can come to the Annie Fry food drive. You come to the Annie Fry bin.
I see what you're about to pull
up here. And continue to donate. We're going to be here till 3 in partnership with the St. Louis Area Food Bank and Ruler Foods. Here is a new holiday song.
The red-nosed reindeer.
What?
Had a very shiny nose.
This is AI?
Yeah.
And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
You're going to be singing this all week. You know you are.
I love the other reindeer. Used to laugh and call him.
I actually feel this song more than I've ever felt it before.
I actually like this version better.
All right, here it comes. Bring it home.
And any reindeer games in one foggy Christmas Eve. Oh, Santa came to say. Can you take me higher?
I like that it just goes into the regular song there.
Where snowmen see.
Ah, okay.
Can you take me higher? Show a place where sleigh bells ring.
I am not mad at this song. I'm gonna add this to my rotation for the holidays. Can I get that on vinyl?
I think I can get the whole version
on vinyl. It's AI.
It just came
out yesterday.
You guys want Michael Bublé or do you want Al Creed?
that's AI.
That was Al Scott Stapp singing that. That song apparently has made the round so much that yesterday, I kid you not, in the evening, like between 5 and 7 p.m., 3 different people sent it to me.
Are you serious?
I think you guys were one of them.
No, I had not seen it yet, unless it was in our group chat and I didn't get the chance to look at it. But that's the first time I've heard that, and I am not mad at it. I am pretty happy with it.
Oh, that was the first time? Oh, yeah.
No, that was the OG time for me. That's Creed via AI singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I wonder how much Creed likes that. They have to love that.
No, the best thing would be is if they hated it. If they were offended.
They take themselves so seriously in 2024.
Oh, yeah, real cool to do to our art, guys.
We were making a comeback, and look what you did to us.
I'm pretty sure they love it.
I hope they don't.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to wrap up our broadcast live from Ruler Foods in St. Charles. We are just overwhelmed with the amount of support that we've seen so far. We have an enormous amount of shopping to do. Ryan, I have to say, is definitely winning the bucket, the bin game. And when we come back,
that's not even what it's about, though.
It is for you.
But yes, I am.
Yes, you are. That's all right. Bring it in. Fill them up. I don't care where it goes. We will find out the total in donations, too, in about, let's say, 15 minutes or so from now. So keep it right here on the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk. Join us at the Ruler Foods in St. Charles. We'll be here till at least 3 o'clock. If you're that sure you're going to be able to make it in time, still hustle over here because, like I said, we've got some shopping to do. do. If you can't make it out at all, if you come to 971talk.com/events, you'll be able to see the Ruler 5 event that is up there. There is a link for you to donate directly to what we're doing there. You can go to my X account at Annie Fry Show, and you can go to the Annie Fry YouTube account and see that we're broadcasting live as we do every day. In the description of the live broadcast today is the link also. You can make your donations there. No donation is too small. We are grateful for each and every one of you and all of your generosity today. Let's wrap this thing up. Going into the 3 o'clock hour here next on the Annie Fry Show. We'll be right back.
Really looking for another mistake. I called an old friend thinking that the trouble would wait, but then I jumped right in a week later, returned. I reckon she was only looking for a lover to burn.
Americans will spend a record amount this holiday shopping season, but a growing share of those purchases will be sent back. According to the National Retail Federation, 17% of all sales are expected to be returned, costing retailers $890 billion total. Ugh. The number is much more than last year because of online shopping. Returns management system Optoro reports nearly 70% of shoppers admit to wardrobing or buying an item for a specific event and then returning it after.
Ooh, KSDK5 reporting on the returns that take place after Christmas shopping, saying an estimated 17% of all Christmas sales will be returned. Are you? Do you spend a lot of time? If something needs to be returned, are you returning it, Ryan?
Yeah, typically.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The question I have for wardrobing, because that's the first time I've heard that term.
Yeah, it sounds right up your alley.
How long after can you return it? Like, could I wear it for a couple of years?
No.
Because
you should, if you wear it, you should not return it.
I agree. I was just wondering, just for posterity.
No particular reason.
I wouldn't actually
No particular
that.
Reason at all.
I wouldn't do it.
But you'll go to a store and return an item.
You know what? After Christmas, though, it's tough because it's packed. You know, you go to Walmart and you are going to wait to return something. So I will return stuff, but a lot of times I'll wait until you get it halfway through January to do it.
Returning is such a pain in the butt. There are a few things that I find just, I guess if I consider them to be optional, returning something or just like eating the cost of whatever it is.
You know,
it really depends on how much we're talking here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what's the amount? It has to be over $20 for me to think to go through the hassle and the process of doing that.
That's true. It does drive me crazy if I go somewhere and I buy something that's a $5 item and it's wrong or it's messed up or something. It's like, look, the time taken to go back and return it is not even worth my time. But the thing I hate most about returning items is the grilling you go through. That they're like, well, who are you? Where'd you get this?
Well, it's probably because people are out there wardrobing, buying things, wearing them, and using them, and returning them.
And theft.
Isn't that stealing? Is that stealing?
Theft and stealing are the same.
Not theft. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about wardrobing. I'm talking about getting something for a purpose and using it and returning it. I mean, that's not why they sold it to you.
You basically rented it for free, which would be
stealing.
A form of stealing.
Don't you think?
Well, yeah. I mean,
if you were using that intent, that matters.
Yes, where you tuck like the thing in your sleeve or whatever, and you just wear it to the event and you come back. I bought a jacket one time, and whenever I bought it and I put it on, I could smell the lady who had it before me. I could smell her perfume.
Wait a second.
Wait. Yeah.
It was a Cardinals jacket.
Ryan, I'm going to let you take this one. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Ask.
You were wearing a woman's coat?
No. It was a unisex coat.
You were wearing a women's dress?
No. It's a unisex coat.
You were wearing a unisex coat.
It was a Cardinals coat.
But you could tell that a woman had had it before.
Or a guy was wearing very feminine perfume. That's what I could tell.
But there's unisex. My husband and I we have some very nice cologne, perfume, whatever. It's Italian, and we got it from Italy at Epcot. But it's very nice. It's very nice cologne. And I think it's intended for men, but I wear it, and I think I'm wearing it.
Isn't it weird? the older you get and the longer you've been with somebody, the more you just start to look alike.
Shush.
Like Katie has my same haircut now.
She said, no, she does not. Your hair.
I'm just trying to imagine her with that.
Don't. That would not be well for our marriage.
Can we go back?
Yeah, we can rewind. Yeah, just rewind fast.
Can we go back?
Back to where we were.
Go on.
What were we saying?
I don't know. Brad said he was wearing women's clothing and we got confused.
That's not what I said.
Yes, he did.
He said.
Trying to count money over here.
People still donating. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're so grateful for it.
We're almost to three.
We're about 8 minutes away from being able to tell you what that donation total is, and Brad is working on that total so that we have it when the time comes. I do not like to return things. I hate the hassle of it. And it really is the grilling that you get.
Uh-huh.
The accusations.
Let me see your ID.
In their eyes.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you think this is? Voting? I don't need to have my ID.
There are times that I've been at a place returning something that it's like, oh, it goes pretty smooth. But there are also, I would say, the vast majority of the times that person hates you.
Yeah.
I mean, they are like, I don't want to be here.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to be dealing with you. Every single person I talk to, I have to go through the same process. And you are the next one. What do you have? And you're like, it's a Teddy Ruxpin.
That's a throwback.
Two other things that I am so confused by. Shipping is one of those things. I'm scared to go into the post office. I'm really intimidated to go into the post office. Why are you laughing?
Well, because whenever I go into the post office, it does feel a little bit like Seinfeld's soup Nazi, where you have to take two steps forward, then you go to the right. Is there anything liquid, perishable, hazardous, or whatever? And then you go through the whole thing, and you're like, no, but I didn't really like think of all of the things that you just said, but I'm going to say no and assume. And then
Are you sure you're going to the post office and not through customs?
It feels like that, exactly what he's describing there to me. I feel like there's such a presumption. Well, that's because you're an experienced postal user. If you're not the experienced person to go in there and to mail or ship things, there's a presumption of knowledge that I'm supposed to have when I walk in there that I don't have. I don't even know the questions to ask.
Yeah.
And I always feel like whatever you're telling me I need to do feels kind of like a scam.
Is it perishable? Yes.
Here's a huge question. Do I have to have everything taped up before I get there, or will you tape it?
What are you taping?
The package that I'm sending. Like, I will probably have it taped, but then you're going to find something that's wrong with it, and then you're going to say, well, this needs to be taped here. Do you tape it then, do I tape it?
You get the cost of it. The cost seems outrageous, and so you wonder if you're being taken or had. I just assume that I am being taken or had, and that makes me uncomfortable too.
And I will also say that the part where you're being taken for sure is the part where they go, would you like to insure this?
Yeah, it's like, what are you going to do with it if I don't do it?
This it depends.
What are the possibilities here?
You know what happened? Right. I had a wedding. My wedding band was a titanium wedding band, and some damage happened to it. And the company said, send it back to us, mm-hmm. and we'll take care of it.
Like, you're just going to put this thing in the mail?
Yeah, they put it in a pad envelope and send it in. And so they asked me, do you want to insure it? And I said, yes. And when my envelope arrived, it was torn open, and my ring was missing.
Did they find it?
No.
You lost your wedding ring?
Yes.
In the United States,
in the U.S. Postal Service, and they paid me back for the wedding ring.
What about the heartache and the damages?
They didn't have an amount for that, so.
Well, you should come up with a good one.
Yeah,
I think you're missing an opportunity
in
here.
In the 10,000 range.
Yeah,
but the insurance industry in general, I understand like the concept of health insurance or car insurance. Hey, I'm going to have this insurance just in case I get into a wreck or somebody crashes into me. But that has nothing to do with the company that is insuring me. The company that is insuring me isn't ramming into the side of my car. With the post office, they're like, just so you know, we could really do a lot of damage
really
to this.
We could really screw your stuff up.
You should really buy the insurance.
Yeah.
And the premium policy. The other thing that I don't like, that I feel really, really stupid in, is when it comes to parking in a place that you haven't been before or in an event. Parking really stresses me out.
What about parallel?
I'm good at the physicality. I can park I know the size of my van, and I'm very capable of parking that. My husband's Jeep Grand Cherokee, which is like the longer extended version, I don't park that. I just go out where it's open. But if you're going to a sporting event that you haven't been to before, or some sort of entertainment venue and you haven't been before, I get really anxious about the parking situation.
Like,
is that weird?
Where to park?
Like, overpaying for parking is the big one to me. Because you can always find parking at events, but you're going, well, what is this? In St. Louis, it's actually not as bad because nobody's there. like
I'm big
downtown's on downtown's empty, so you can just park wherever you want.
Parking for me is a lot more about the exit strategy than the entrance strategy. I'm not as interested in being closer to the venue than I am being able to get out of the parking lot at the end as quickly as possible. I do not want to sit in a parking garage waiting to get in the
McGee
thing going down to get out of the parking garage forever. I also don't want to be in a big parking lot where there's only like two exits or something like that to get out where the lines are forever. And it just feels like cutthroat stuff. Here comes it.
Oh,
what is this?
He's got a book.
Yeah.
He's got two books.
Oh, he's got two books.
Walking up with the
winner
grocery
the
list here for Ryan Wiggins.
And The Life of Human. He's
Would
got
you
both
like
of
him to
books.
Sign those? Yeah. And
right.
a good donation.
Give me
Thank
a minute.
You so
Give me
much.
A minute.
I don't know. Parking just makes me very nervous. That's just
the one
matter.
Cool thing about parking in, you know, a big parking garage after a game is if you're stuck in there for a long time and the Blues just won. People are like partying in there.
Well, yeah, they just honk.
And it's honking.
Bum, bum, bum.
Which
Let's go, Blues.
For 30 minutes is kind of fun. After that, you're like get me out of here.
I'm done. Stop honking.
Yeah.
If I'm not
won.
In the venue anymore, I went out. That's just the way it is.
Do you ever leave early?
Oh,
just
yeah.
to avoid
oh,
parking
yeah.
situations?
Just depending on the like my comfortability with the exit strategy,
yeah.
for sure.
Early or late.
Early.
The last event that I went to at the at Edward Jones Dome, is that what it's still called? No, it's... I can't remember the names of the domes anymore. The Dome.
The Dome
say the
at
dome.
America Center.
At there we go. Was a monster truck rally. I had never been to one. And, man, it was crazy being at a monster truck rally, first of all. But we had to park so far away that I thought, well, maybe this is what every event at the Dome is like. I'd never done that before.
Well, we got about 3 minutes left here on the show, and we have had such a great day out at the Ruler Foods in St. Charles, partnering here with the food bank, the St. Louis Area Food Bank. STLfoodbank.org is the website if you want to go directly to them. But you can go to 971talk.com/events and see our event here. It's got the link to donate directly. You can also get it in the description of today's live broadcast on YouTube. You can also get it on my X account. If you go to x.com/AnnieFryShow, you'll be able to see that post right there. And we will add to the total of what we raised in cash and check donations here. It's been quite an afternoon.
Oh, it's been super awesome. So, do you want the total now or?
Yeah, let's get the total here.
All right. So we're at $6,193.15.
Say that again.
$6,193.15. And can I tell you a really cool, awesome story? We have that 15 cents there. A gentleman walked in. We were talking about the widow's mite who gave the last that she had. Uh-huh. And this gentleman walked in and he came in and he didn't know we were doing the food drive. And he was just here to pick up a gallon of milk and some bread. And he gave us $88.15, and that was the last cash that he had on him. Aww. So he just gave us what he had, and he says, you're doing a great work here.
That's
and
awesome.
That was super cool.
If you add to that right now $850, which is what we have in the online donations, what does that put us at? Because you can go donate. Oh, here comes another.
Oh, here's
$7,043.15.
We are over adding, John?
Marlon and John,
a $40 more. To the pile.
So we are
Thank you so much.
7,000.
For your generous presence today, for your kindness. It is so important for people to remember how much of an impact that you can make when you're collectively working together with your neighbors to help your neighbors. You know, none of us know if we'll ever find ourselves on the other side of this pantry exchange, of a food donation, of the ability to need something and be able to have it. And I am so grateful to be a part of it. Brad and Ryan, thank you for helping us do this all the time. To the food bank, Meredith, thank you for being here. To Susan and everybody at Ruler Foods and Ellen, who is out here. We can't do this without you. And do I have to sing God Bless America?
Yes. You get to choose whether you do it at today or you open the show tomorrow.
I can't open the show.
It'd be way more fun here.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to sing this right now, and if you are in this room with me and you love America, you will sing with me.
Okay.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home
Bless America, my home, sweet home.
Oh, man. Thank you.
You turned the mic away, but you did pretty good.
Yeah. That one guy who came in here just to go to Ruler Foods in the middle of that, he was he literally came in and he turned around and he walked right back out. I think it was to get a cart, but it might have been a good excuse to be like, nope.
Let's go to Applebee's.
We will be back on the air tomorrow to add to what we've done today. You are the best listeners out there. We cannot do what we do without you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Mark Rudin, next.
Nothing that I got.